All
Awesome.
right.
Well, Jess, I'd love to start with where all in Mexico did you get to go? I feel like you got to explore a large portion of Mexico.
We went down to Sayulita, which is a little beach town that you that's off of Puerto Vallarta. And then all the San Diego scenes are filmed up in Tijuana. So everything was filmed in Mexico.
Was the stadium at the end, was that also Tijuana? Is that the Caliente Stadium? Is that what I think I saw?
I do not, I cannot recite off the top of my head, but yes, the stadium was in Tijuana.
So cool. So I've got to ask, when you read this script, what was it about Mars that you liked? Was it getting to be like athletic in this? I mean, what drew you to this character?
I mean, so many things. On the front of it, it was like, okay, she's a soccer player. She gets to go surfing, films in a different country, like all of the really bucket list things of being an actor. I got to check off my list, and I was like, that's dope. But then on like a personal level, I felt that how she sees herself and the comparison that she puts on herself with all the women around her, that's something that I personally related to. So I wanted to explore that through Marge and see what happened.
I was really amazed at the emotional connection you have with Steve's character. How much do you feel that you really connected with Steve and Judy and the whole cast?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's great. It was a really, really well-run cast. Everybody was so kind to each other. I would say Steve and I had a couple of weeks re of rehearsal before we started filming. We got to go to Sayulita 2 weeks previous to production. So we get to go rehearse and run the lines and kind of figure out where our characters fit with each other. And that I think was really helpful to creating the chemistry on screen.
So
I
I was
always
really
think
blown away.
rehearsals is the best. Yeah,
Oh,
sorry,
sorry
carry
about that.
on.
No, I love that. It definitely shows on screen. I think it's so helpful.
Thank
I'm
you.
curious. The soccer is so legit. I was amazed that y'all didn't cheat. I mean, there's crosses. There's a lot of legit soccer going on. How much fun was it to actually play and perform? I feel like this is a wonderful soccer film.
Thank you. Listen, I loved it. I'll tell you, I'll let you on a little secret though, is that it really wasn't me for a lot of the soccer shots. The ones of me getting beaten up by the Mexican soccer team, that one, those were all me. They didn't sub me out for those ones. I really did practice beforehand. I had a coach and everything, and then when we got on the day, I did not do well, and so they had one girl that would always sub in for me and then end up like making the shot, and then they'd be like, all right, cut, Jess, get back in there, and then I had to pretend like it was me. It's like, yes, I made it, and then every single time I would shoot, it would just go so far beyond the goal.
What about the surfing? How much of that is you on the surfboard?
Oh, most of it's me. The surfing I was better at. I grew up snowboarding, so that was something that I kind of caught on pretty quick, although the naked surfing was another woman.
That's hilarious. So I'm curious, as far as your shameless crew, I feel like all of y'all are starting to hit like huge films. Cameron, Jeremy's doing great on TV. Do y'all have like a group chat? Do y'all keep in touch? Is there any connection with, because I feel like that's such a group of young actors that have, been a part of that show over the years.
Yeah, they with me, I know Ethan pretty well. He's pretty great. We still keep in touch. With everybody else, I was walking on a set of a family, essentially. They'd been together for like 9 years previous to my existence. So I kind of took a step back and was allowed them to be their family, and then Ethan always brought me into things, and that was really, really nice of him. But yeah.
That's so cool. I'm curious, do you have a preference in TV or film, or do you treat them the same? Do you treat them differently? How does it work for you?
I don't have a preference. I'm actually doing a play right now, so I really, really don't have a preference. I think I just want to work on projects that feel stimulating and where I get to challenge myself and challenge my acting ability and work with really amazing people. I think it's just that.
I feel like in so many of your roles, you get to challenge yourself dynamically across the board. It's not just one note or one essence of a character. How much do you look for complete characters? Because it seems like you play them quite frequently.
Oh, every single thing that I think that I do, I make sure that it's 360, because what I'm doing is I'm just playing a human in a different world, you know? So like Marge is going to have anxieties and fears and things that she's proud about. She's going to have, you know, things that she's self-conscious of and also things that she's really unself-conscious of. So I think it's like every single time I go into a role, I make sure that just these characters are 360. They're human. They're psychological in every way that we are.
Is there any point that you feel like you put more of yourself into these characters because of the emotional level that you've shown us?
Yeah, I think every role takes something personal from you. I think every role is me and I'm every role. It's, you have to find the differences that the character has from you so you don't get too sucked in. But I think finding the similarities is a really helpful way to put myself in the character's shoes.
Wow. So I ask everyone that I see that has this particular note on their IMDb because my girlfriend and I love this show, but yeah. You were in one of the great procedurals of our time. There's the great CSIs and you know, different shows, but one of them is Criminal Minds. And I'm curious, do you have any memories from your episode 11, season 11 episode that you were on?
Oh, Mike, that was my first job ever. Like I was in college and I had like one audition and then that was the Criminal Minds audition. And like, so that experience was very vulnerable. I think I was just like this young duck and I walked on set and I had to like say lines and also hit a mark and I like couldn't do it. I got so nervous every single time the cameras rolled and all 80 people would go silent and they'd be like action. And I just would like the lines would just go over my head. I could not remember anything. And so that's where I learned to, that's like my memory from that show.
You've given me nightmares.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's given me nightmares since I've been on that show. not in any way that the show is bad, but just for myself.
So, lastly, I'd love to know if there's anything you can share with us that's coming up for you. I know you mentioned you'll be on stage. How excited are you to be on stage?
Oh, stoked! I'm doing an off Broadway play produced by Steven Soderbergh. And it's called The Fears. It will be at the Signature Theater in New York City. And then I have a movie called The Machine, directed by Peter Atencio, coming out in Memorial Day weekend. And that's with Bert Kreischer. And then I have a TV series called Three Women that will be on Stars, which I'm hoping in the fall, but we're not sure yet.
Do you mind if I ask anything for that? You play a character named Billy, if I'm not mistaken, in that.
Yes. Yeah. Based off the amazing best-selling novel by Lisa Tadeo called Three Women. Yeah.
So cool. Well, Jess, it's been a real pleasure. I loved you in this film and continue to do what you're doing. It's wonderful. We love you.
Thank you so much, Gotti. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.